From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Eureka and PG&E will continue performing utility reconstruction work on 4th Street, Highway 101, and the adjoining side streets from Y Street to R Street in Eureka on Sunday the 18th through Friday, October 23rd. A woman who set up a December 2016 carjacking that ended with the violent death of 20-year-old Tyson Claro sentenced to 7 years in state prison. According to Lost Coast Outpost, a judge handed Suzanne Lynn Fode 6 years for voluntary manslaughter and another year for taking part in a crime involving firearms. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.